You are looking at perhaps the most endangered species of yard sign.
Four signs I had up with Donald Trump were missing.
They tend to be drive-by. Someone makes a beeline for the Trump sign, grabs it, then jumps in a getaway car. And check out this dainty thief. The most recent theft involved a runner in Hillsdale, New Jersey. She jogged past the house, waited for a car to leave, then came back, picked up the sign and took off. When the video went public, she turned herself in, but the sign owner declined to press charges. Meanwhile, the neighbor's Trump sign was plucked by a masked woman. It could be worse.
Respect my opinion to vote for who I want to.
This artist created a giant T for a yard in Staten Island. In the middle of the night, someone set it on fire. But Donald himself called to commiserate. What's an artist to do? Rebuild.
It's gonna be huge!
This house in Indianapolis lost a dozen Trump signs in 3 weeks. We found very few Hillary signs reported stolen. Either her supporters aren't posting them or they're being left alone. In Haverhill, Massachusetts, one of Richard Early's signs was spray-painted "Never" over Trump. He had 9 signs ripped out and tossed in the street.
We're not going to take them down. The signs are staying up.
Some bipartisan tips for protecting your yard signs. A Pennsylvania man slathers roofing tar on the edges. Hard to get off and easy to spread to clothing and car. Another person went and bought a giant jar of Vicks Vapor Rub and smeared it over every inch of the sign. When Hillary for prison signs disappeared out in the Hamptons, the owner reinstalled them on 12-foot poles with surveillance cameras and electric fencing. It may not be easy to steal an election, but an election sign? Ginny Mo, CNN, New York.